Today is the 2nd of July, and we continue our weekend retreat. And this morning, we already go through a little bit basic on the four different kinds of nutriment. I don't think we have more time to go deeply, but I hope in the next year, when we had a retreat with longer time, we will have an opportunity to go back to study, and also we will have a more opportunity to investigate it effectiveness into our life in many different aspects. As I explained this morning, if you going home, think it a little bit more carefully, and you will see how powerful of the four kinds of nutrition. Especially the more substance, the more finer the level, the more powerful. And that is a general principle. Therefore, we also learn that we are living in the relative world, so it always have a both sides. That means if we know how to supply correctly or use it appropriately, it will give you the higher energy, lift up a lot. But if we give the wrong food, the wrong direction, it will pull our life down. Just for example, we see the cognitive volition food is in the third level of nutrition. So it more powerful than the sensible food, and it much more powerful than the edible food, right? So if we think it in a positive way, for example, when you plan to do something or think about it, when you were in college, we try to save all our energy and all our effort for studying to finish the degree. So we may not eat much, we may not sleep much, and all of our effort we put it on the planning with ambition to finish our school, to have a degree, to have a job. So that is kind of the positive thinking. So it will encourage us to overcome any difficulty, any obstacle. But if at the same level of the third level of cognitive food, but if we have it in the opposite direction, for example, the same example with you this morning, when someone say something unnicely to you or did something unnicely to you and you don't know how to let go, and you keep that in your mind, and once in a while you recover that and you supply the energy for that, and that thought, that unwholesome sit, okay, just keep growing up and growing up, and it eating your body, it makes you feel anger, it makes you feel unhappy, it makes you feel uncomfortable. The same thing, for example, you got married, and you know the same person you living with, but it 20 years ago, 50, 30 years ago, are the same person, right? The same, you say, I love you. Or the same, you have the same ambition, same direction to go, to live with. But now still the same person. But maybe because we are not get along, and you don't know how to recover the first side, the first thought, and you are living with the illusion and with the negative side of that person, and it makes your life unhappy and stressful, many other difficulties building up, and you feel life very horrible. But actually, the same person, right? So that's why it's very important to know about the different kind of nutriment and how it affects our life. Especially nowadays, we have many different ways can affect it our life for the young children, young people. At most of you, I don't know how many people that already received the 5 mindfulness training. So the 5th mindfulness training relate to this a lot. In the old time, when the 1st mindfulness training had from the Buddha give out to the lay practitioner, the 5th mindfulness training only dealing with the alcohol, and that according to the old version drew that only the preventative precept. The 4th precept considered is the main one: killing, stealing, lying, and adulteration. That is the 4 main precepts. The 5th one just the preventative one only. But and then in that old time, the 5th preventative precept, it only deal with the alcohol. Because the Buddha said, even though it's just a preventative precept, but if someone commit that precept, broken that precept, violate that precept, he or she can commit the other 4 precepts. When a person get drunk, they no longer can manipulate his or her mind. So he can steal, he can kill, he can commit the adulteration or lying. But nowadays, we have a much, much more powerful substance than alcohol. We have rock, we have television, we have a movie, we have a magazine, we have a telephone, we have all kinds of different substance, much, much more powerful than that one. So we have to be careful when we have young children. How can we explain that to our younger generation to understand so they can prevent for themselves? Otherwise, the whole society will get trapped by our illusion mind and by the misunderstanding of the level of all the nutriment. Because of the time restraint, I will go over only the major point. I think it's more important to point out to you first. And then later on, if we have more time, we will go back to more detail on the other subject. The hope of when we finish all of this workshop, now we have only 2 days. I told you this morning this workshop is supposed to be about a whole week with 3 sessions a day. After you finish this one, we will go through on the art of eating, breathing, working, and breathing. And also at the end of the workshop, we will have a very important session. That means I will show you how to use all of our waste product, fish, urine, sweating, and all the signs, symptoms on our face, on our body, on our eyes, our tongue, our fingernail, to know what's going on inside our body. So with the mindful screening every day, like normally we go to the bathroom but we never look back before we flush. We go to the bathroom, we look at the mirror but we not really pay attention what's going on, any change every day on our face until it come out too obviously, so it's a little bit too late. Or the other thing, maybe it happened outside on the topical, but we not relay it to the internally, and we go to the doctor give you the medication or give you the cream and you apply. Now you block the sign symptom and instead of it put outside for you to see. And now okay, you spread that so it now go back to inside. When it go back to inside, okay, it's harder for us to follow up. And until it overwhelmed and boom, we see the tumor, we see the cancer. So that it's too late. The reason we have to go through all that, and then with the simple examination, you can discover what's going on inside our body by looking at the outer mirror, and we reflect with the inner mirror. We see the relationship, the reflection, and then we use the simple technique, the diet, exercise, massage, and meditation. All of that technique, when we combine, we can eradicate all of the problem, even though from the single one like cough and cold, flu, to the very severe chronic condition like HIV or cancer or hepatitis B, C, etc. So that is the principle for this workshop. And this morning, when we talk about the cause of illness, I already told you that about 70% of our sickness, the problem nowadays, relate to the central nervous system, because we are bombarded by the electromagnetic field. That is the first thing. And then because of our central nervous system relate to many different organs, to our gastrointestinal system, to our cardiovascular system, to the sweat gland and such, etc. That's why if we not really pay attention to the food we eat, how we combine, and we not listen to our body to see how it reacts to all the situation, we end up with the sickness. But one of the most common sickness now, initially in the GI tract, because that is the first station when our body receives the toxin on a daily basis, and we don't know. Just for example, when we prepare the food, we don't know what kind of food we have, even though we had a very bad resource, organic food, but we don't know how to combine it. We don't know how to prepare it. We don't know how to add the ingredient. It already become the cluster already. It become clumsing together. And then when we eat, if we don't know how to eat it correctly, you see here, when we combine the food together, we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 different groups of food. The first one is a major one for the human being. That is grain or anything can have stuff in there. The second group is the green or the vegetable. The third one is anyone can provide the amino acid, the protein. The fourth one is provide the fatty acid or the oil. And the fifth one is fruit. And in this group, they divide into three different subcategories. The first one is the sweet one. The second one kind of neutral. And the third one with acid, the one give a lot of citrus. So the principle is when we combine whatever closer will be better. The closer the better. When we eat the carbohydrate, we need to eat with the green vegetable. No problem. We can eat with the fat acid, no problem. But when we eat this one, carbohydrate with protein, you see, it have, if we don't eat enough vegetable, we have the problem because it's far away. And then when we eat this one with the sweet stuff, fruit, soup, or anything with sugar, it's very far away. And that's the problem nowadays. We consume too much sugar. We consume too much sweet stuff. And that not only the natural sugar, that is refined sugar. So the concentration is much, much higher than the natural one. The chemical level in that is much, much more than the natural one. So that's why we have a more problem. The other thing, for example, we had a habit of eating and drinking. That is most of the Westerners have that habit. Especially we drink some type cold drink and soft drink. That means it have a sugar in there. You see, when we eat and we drink in the middle of the meal, that is one problem already. Even though you drink the hot water, it's much better than the cold, but it already had a problem, and we are going to explain about that mechanism. But now, when we look in the combination of the food, we see the soft drink, it have a sugar, and the sugar is really far away with the fat, far away with the protein, and far away with the carbohydrate. So what is the consequence of that? As you see, this is the most of the disease here from the GI tract first. Because when we eat anything, even though that substance is a good one, as I explained this morning, the water we drink very important for our body, because 70% of our body is water. But when we first thirsty, we take a few sips, it's good. But when we keep drinking more and more, the physical body becomes overwhelming heavily, and it can lead to high blood pressure, the kidney problem, the cardiac problem, something like that. The same thing when we eat the food, even though it's good, but when we combine incorrectly, when we overeat, the first thing our body does is secrete mucus to cover along the GI tract. Look like when we expose to a cold air, a hot air, a dirty with dusty, the first thing you see, our nose will secrete the mucus to protect our cell, protect itself, the body does it to protect itself. So the first thing when our body exposed to anything, it consider it no good for its body. it will secrete the mucus. The upper respiratory tract, the same token with the GI tract. So the first reaction secrete more mucus is good because it will protect like the filter or like the fan, the barrier, to protect the substance in the environment to penetrate to the mucous membrane to get into our blood stream. That is for the upper respiratory tract. But for the GI tract, the first mucous layer be secreted out and along the GI tract. It's good because it protects for the substance to penetrate through the intestinal wall to get into the bloodstream. And it also acts as the lubricant to put all of the substance through the GI tract out quicker, faster. But and then because we are not mindful enough to listen to our body, we continue to drink, continue to eat whatever we think we like to eat or drink because of our illusion. So we continue to drink, we continue to eat the same substance, now it becomes overwhelming. So our body tries to secrete more mucous membrane. The more mucous membrane we secrete, the layer becomes thicker. And now it will become the obstacle for the passage to go through. Because our intestinal diameter now becomes smaller. So the passage of the substance through that, it becomes obstacle, obstruction. And it also traps the mucus layer thicker, it traps all the ingredient, the vitamin, the mineral, or whatever, it should be trapped in that layer. If we eat correctly, we don't have much bad stuff here. But instead, it will penetrate, for example, the amino acid or the mineral, the vitamin, it will penetrate to the intestinal wall to get into the bloodstream. It becomes the nutrition for our body. But now, because it be trapped in the middle of the mucous membrane layer, and according to the law, light attracts light. Now on the good substance, instead it penetrates to the intestinal wall into the bloodstream. Now it may get stuck, it attracts each other, and it gets stuck in the middle of the mucous membrane in our intestinal wall. Day by day, month by month, year by year, that becomes the stone, or it becomes some cluster. And then when it got obstructed, the passage through that, and also because the nutrition cannot penetrate through the intestinal wall to get into our bloodstream to nourish our body, the energy to supply for our body becomes low. When it low, it sends a message back to the central nervous system, hey, I don't have enough energy to work. You need to give me more. Right? So we need to eat more. The more we eat, the more it gets into trap in here. And then our belly becomes bigger, bigger. And also because of the passage now becomes it harder, because of obstruction, what happened? Our intestine had to be distended. It stretched out, and the wall now becomes thinner. That's why sometimes we have a hernia. We just talking about we eat correctly, but because we overeat, or we eat the wrong substance, our body need. Now talking about the wrong combination. For example, when we eat too much sugar, with the protein, with the fatty acid, with carbohydrate, too far away, it's incompatible. That is one bad thing. The other bad thing, when we eat a meal with many different ingredients, so even though that is organic food, but it's still the chemical structure in there. The more chemical we put together with heat and with the additive, that is the catalyst. It will make out many, many more unpredictable products. And that becomes undigestible, very difficult for our digestive system to produce the enzyme to chop it up, to make it become the smallest pieces for the body to absorb. And the same token, it will get stuck in here. It gets trapped in here. And when it gets trapped, the same principle, lie as trapped alive. Or that the other substance similar to that, instead of it will get through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream to nourish our body, it will get trapped, it will be attracted to that spot. And it build up, become stone, or become the tumor, or become any polyp, or anything in the GI tract. Now we talk about the bad diet. We drink cold, right? When we eat a meal with fatty acid, and if we drink the cold water, suffering, it not only have a sugar, cold temperature will make all the fatty acid clumsy, coagulate together. So instead of it go down smoothly, now all the fatty acid clumsy. And that's another bad habit, and we don't really pay attention to that. So when that happens, even though, as I explained from the beginning, the good food or the good drink, but if we eat or if we drink inappropriate, the body will automatically receive that as the harmful for the body, and it will secrete more and more mucus to protect itself. And the more mucus be secrete, okay, the layer become thicker and extension. And also the other thing we hear on the television under the new advertise, green tea, good. So now we drink a lot of green tea, right? It's good. But think about that. Only 1%, less than 1% of green tea, every year we consume about 500 billion tons of tea in the world. But only 1% of that is considered a good one. And the rest, no good. Because business, they try to make it faster, make more money. So the way they collect a lot of spray, a lot of chemical, the processing still. But temporarily we let go on that one. We just talk about the good green tea. But more the green tea, black tea, whatever tea, it have the substance we call that the tannin or pectin. All that substance, even though when we eat fruit in the middle of the meal, or when we had dessert too much, apple, pear, grape, all that you feel the taste of tannin in it peel. So all that substance, it have a capacity to screen the blood vessel, the cell membrane, the mucous membrane. And it also, when it in combination with all the vitamin, the iron, and the amino acid, it coagulate. So instead of if we drink tea at different time, we eat fruit at different time with a meal, everything perfect. But when we combine all together, it not only waste all the nutrition we eat. If it get in the stomach, into the GI tract, it coagulate, and then it be pushed out our body. Okay, I waste all the nutrition, the time I eat, and all the food, but that's still temporary, okay. But the problem, because by the time when that reaction happened, when it clumsy together, it coagulates together, our body recognize that it is no good substance for our body right away. The liver had to work harder to try to convert that become non-toxic substance before it put out our body. The second step, right away, our body, the GI tract, will secrete more mucus membrane, mucus to lie along the GI tract to protect itself. So the more we eat like that, the more mucus will secrete and the layer become thicker and thicker, and it trap all that particle or all that substance into its layer, and it gets stuck inside our GI tract, in the liver, in the gallbladder, and slowly it becomes stone, or the tumor, or the polyp, or the cancer. So the mechanism are that almost the same thing. Doesn't matter we breathe the wrong substance, we drink the wrong substance, we eat the wrong combination, we overeat the good substance, all that will lead to that. And then when we have that problem, the toxin accumulation in the GI tract will higher than in our blood circulation, right? So if the nutrition wants to pass through the intestinal wall to get into the bloodstream, it has to carry on some toxin in that. So our circulation now become polluted. And if our circulation, the blood, become polluted, what happens? All the organ, all the system will be affected, because the blood system is no good. So other organ, other part in our body will be affected. When we want to have a healthy body, free of sickness, the first thing we need to do, take good care of our GI tract by cleansing, by detoxification, by select the correct food, combine the appropriate combination, eat correctly. And also at the technique of eating mindfully, chew slowly. It's very important. And most of us, especially the new society, the industrial society, we don't really sit down, eat quietly, chew slowly. And that's why, okay, we become really, really crazy. Not only the body cannot sit still, the mind cannot relax at all. Think about it. We are already talking about four different levels of our body. We talk about four kinds of nutrition. All of that has to go hand in hand harmonically. We are sitting here, but our mind wandering all around. So when we eating, if we not chew slowly, carefully, what happened? The first bad thing. Because when we thirsty or when we feel hungry, not only the physical level, the mental level. Mentally more powerful than physically, we already learned about that. When we eat too fast, the food didn't have enough time to stay in our tongue, our nose, so the taste, the smell, cannot get really in touch to the bud on our tongue or in our nose to send the feedback to the central nervous system. Hey, I already see it. So it know that the body already see the food. So we satisfy the hunger really quick, and it harmonized or it's compatible between the physical and the mental. But when we eat too fat, we not chew it carefully and we swallow. The time for it to touch the butt on our tongue and in our nose, not enough. We swallow down here. The central nervous system not received it. That's why when the belly full already, feel heavy already, but the mind still not satisfied, as we have to eat more. You see? Second thing, when we chew carefully, slowly, the saliva will be secreted more. And when the saliva to be secreted more, we take the real taste of the food we eat, and also the reaction convert right away the good substance, the sweetness from the carbohydrate. It will absorb directly from the buccal area into our blood circulation. So it saves time, saves energy for body for absorption. And it also, we will eat less because all the energy be sent to the central nervous system right away. And also when we chew slowly like that, our stomach doesn't have to work much because on the food, especially the carbohydrate, we have to eat 60% of our meal is carbohydrate. So the energy from that already absorbed through here. But if we not chew slowly, eat slowly, we swallow, the saliva secrete less, the stomach has to work more, so the acid will secrete more. It has to work more, it spend more energy, more time. Finally, the enzyme fluid become acidic. Instead of, if we chew slowly, carefully, saliva will be secreted more, and the enzyme fluid, the whole body become more alkaline. When it penetrates through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream, our blood become more alkaline, our immune system becomes stronger. But when we chew not carefully, when we eat too fast, the stomach has to work more, the liver has to work more, the gallbladder and the intestine tract work more. And the fluid, the enzyme fluid become more acidic. Our blood now become more acidic, our immune system will go down. We get sick easier, more vulnerable to the disease. The other bad thing of eating too fat, because when we chew, our muscle on our face have to exercise, and about 350 to 400 different muscles on our face. The scientists and the medical personnel usually advise smiling so we get younger, right? Healthier, calmer. So the same thing, now half an hour, 45 minutes of chewing slowly, it makes all our muscles on our face be relaxed. So we feel more calm, more relaxed, and also it helps the digestion slowly absorb